Welcome back to today's Lightly Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. The Simpson baseball team swept Central in a Tuesday doubleheader by a score of 14-4 and 14-6. Here's an interview with Simpson head coach Nathan Rollins.
We're with head coach Nathan Rollins. Coach, congratulations on the wins today.
I appreciate that. Thanks for having me and thanks for being here.
Absolutely. So let's briefly talk about both games here. So in the first game, 14-4, Simpson's really, you guys were able to just kind of, you guys got down early, but then you answered right back with a five spot. And just kind of talk about, you know, the ability to bounce back and create a big inning, you know, down early.
Yeah, the coach in me was pretty disappointed on that top of the first inning. Just didn't have great focus there on an error and a hit by pitch and just gave them some bases. But I will say about this with our team right now, and we're a little bit older in some spots, but we're playing with great maturity. So they didn't really let it phase them. Even after going three up, three down in the bottom half of the first, being able to, Drew kind of settled in a little bit on the mound, and then that second inning coming up with a few big hits here, and some situational hitting, but some big hits, to get back and score five and get things back going a little bit, felt pretty good.
Then how important is it to kind of have that consistency? You pick up a run in the third, then the fourth, then the fifth, and just kind of, you know, create some momentum and kind of create a lead, you know, kind of methodically throughout the game there.
Yeah, we talk about that a lot, that we want to score or win every inning. And you got to score every inning to win every inning. And we did a really good job. I think we scored in six of the eight innings that we played. Yeah, after that five spot, the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, putting up one really made it hard for them to feel like they were really close, and then ultimately having the five spot in the eighth was huge. And so this offense keeps chipping away. They trust themselves. They trust each other, and that's a lot of fun to see.
And did you see kind of a momentum shift from the end of game one, kind of slamming the door in the eighth inning, to the beginning of game two, and how that started?
Yeah, for sure. And they're feeling very, very confident. The last couple of weeks, the bats have been going a little bit, and so I think they just they felt like you said, the momentum created. They just try to keep it going more than having to create anything differently. They just put a really good solid at bats. And when we have the top of the order with Tymon and Jacob getting on base, that's going to be a pretty good recipe.
And then moving along into game two, obviously the fifth inning, you wish you could take back. What was the message of the team, you know, shrinking that lead to just one and then try and, you know, regroup them and get them back on their feet?
Honestly, not much. That inning was tough. It took a few guys to get through it. Whether it was Jeff Miller, or Sam Campen, they got us valuable outs. These midweek games after playing this past weekend, and we've been on a grind of a season, which the ARC is, and you're needing to go, a number of pitchers deep, and every out that we got was valuable. And I'll say this, yeah, when it was 7-6, our dugout didn't flinch a whole lot. And I thought they panicked, maybe had too much urgency for one inning, and then got back going in the seventh and just try to be a really mature team, and I was proud about that.
And that was kind of the decision behind, you know, bringing Charlie in, obviously normally a starter. He comes in, gets huge couple innings, and fires up the dugout with some big-time strikeouts.
Yeah, it's a little unconventional. Was thinking that might be the plan after the first game. It really wasn't going to be, but then we had an injury in the bullpen, and there's just some things that we needed to cover. We thought we needed to cover 3-4 outs, and this is normally his bullpen day. He'd be throwing about 20-25 pitches anyways, and he just happened to do it on the game mound today. And he wanted the baseball. He knows that these midweeks and playing the amount of games, I think eight games and really about 7 days, we were needing a big-time performance, and he came in and did that for sure.
And I'm sure you feel the same way about Dylan with that big time performance too, huh?
Yeah. He's used to a little bit tighter of a game than what it ultimately was when he came in. But feel really good about him on the back end. And so once we knew we were able to go to Chuck and then Dylan, felt pretty good about things.
Absolutely. And now you head north to Luther, And what do you know about the Luther team? And obviously they have a good record. And what do you expect to see from them this weekend?
Yeah, Coach Nickel has them going. Last season in the American Rivers, I know that they're really looking to end on a strong note. We've created an opportunity for this to be a really big and fun series. I know they had a couple big wins here today. Just excited for the opportunity. They're a good ball club. They're dynamic. Their pitching staff, for statistically speaking, is really strong. And so we're going to have a tough battle, but I know our guys right now are excited for what's ahead.
And was it a nice break to not have to bring out the winter coat tonight?
I told my assistant coaches when I walk into the dugout that I felt like I was forgetting something. I had long sleeves in my backpack, but for the first time I left my hoodie in my truck and my coat in my office. So it felt weird, but it felt awesome.
Absolutely. It was a great crowd tonight, huh?
Yeah. It's fun. We had the Wartburg series. The crowd showed up really strong. You know, on a rivalry game like this, that there's a lot of local Central Iowa families on both sides of the dugouts. But I was really excited to see the student turnout, the community turnout, and our guys are continue to give them something to fun to watch.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, we really appreciate the time. Congratulations on the doubleheader sweep today, and best of luck up north this weekend.
Appreciate it, Jack. Hope to see you soon.
Once again, that was Simpson Baseball head coach Nathan Rollins on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS, the one to count on for today's local sports radio coverage, KNIA KRLS.